he likely to stand before the people of God. Yes. Amen. Amen. And I pray as I speak today, you would receive a word from the Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. I'm excited. Always get excited about the things of the Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Join with me now as I open the word of God to Proverbs. I'm back in Proverbs.
All right.
Amen. Somehow it's helped me and kept me and carried me all these years, so I always refer back to it.
Yes.
And when I speak to young people, this is normally where I like to go. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning, I have quite a few scriptures, but the one I want to read first is Proverbs chapter 4.
Yes.
And I'm going to read verse numbers 1 through 9. And my key verse this morning is going to be verse number 7.
Yes.
And if you have it, you can join in with me as I read. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 1. Hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake you not my Lord. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart recline my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget if not. Neither decline from the word of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee.
Amen.
And that is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
My focus today is, and my topic is, wisdom, the principal thing.
All right.
In this message today, I am focusing on our graduate, Brother Jordan, and also to all the other youngsters that's going from one grade to the other. This morning, I am going to give you a principle that they will not teach you in school. I'm going to give you a principle with all the studying you have done already. Maybe no one has ever introduced you to this. I am going to focus my message this morning on the principle of wisdom.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Yes.
What is wisdom? Wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment.
Yes.
The quality of being wise.
Yes.
Wisdom is seeing things through God's viewpoint.
Yes.
And responding to God's viewpoint through the Word of God.
Yes.
I told you, you wouldn't find this in the textbook. What I'm talking to you about today, it comes directly from God.
Yes, yes,
amen?
Yes, yes.
Wisdom is a higher level of thinking.
Yes.
Wisdom far precedes knowledge that men will give you.
Yes.
And I quote, earthly wisdom is doing what comes naturally. God's wisdom is doing what the Holy Spirit compels us to do.
Right.
And that is by Charles Stanley.
Yes.
And now that I mentioned all of that wisdom, I told you what it was, the next question I'm sure you're going to ask, if it's that It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is God's viewpoint. And in order for you to tap into God's viewpoint, the first thing you need to do is know God. That's the beginning. And I say to folks all the time, there are benefits in knowing God.
All right?
Yeah. I don't know, but I've been around trying to figure out this God for a very long time. And I'm what you call a realist. If you found my personality, I'm a professional realist. That means if you tell me black, all I see is black. Amen. If you tell me white, I see white. I don't see anything in between. I guess sometimes I say I have tunnel vision. Yes. Amen. When you tell me something, I see just that. And I go after that. My tunnel vision is so bad. Every time I go to a certain place, there's a certain way I go. And if I get lost, you know exactly where to find me. Amen. That's the way I am. And then on the other side, I'm a, what you would call an analytic thinker. That means I take things and just break it into pieces. Yes. Amen. Because I don't want to just know a little bit about it. I want to know about the whole deal.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So my idea today is to let our young people know that there is a higher level of knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
And this level of knowledge is not found in a professor's mouth. It is not found in a textbook. This higher level of thinking comes from God.
Yes. Yes.
I want to prove to you that this level of thinking comes from God. I remember a story in the Bible wherein Solomon was faced with two women that had fallen asleep, and they had both their babies in the bed. And one woman rolled over the baby, and the baby died.
Yes.
So they got up the next morning, and the woman whose baby died switched the babies.
Yes.
I'm talking about wisdom. This is beyond knowledge. It's beyond what they teach you.
Yes. Yes.
And switched the baby. And Solomon, I told you about him before, he is the one who God graced with wisdom.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. They had to come before the king, and he had to make a decision who to give the live baby to.
Yes.
So Solomon, with all his wisdom, he had to come up with an idea that was not written in the law.
Yes.
That means you couldn't go in the law books and find the solution to this problem.
Right.
Solomon had to get something higher, and what he got higher was wisdom that came from God.
Yes.
And let me tell you about this story. So both women came to Solomon, and they were crying. Oh, no, it's my baby. And she said, no, it's my baby. It's my baby. So Solomon said, I tell you what. It's two women, and it's one baby. He said, I tell you what we're going to do. Call my men in and bring a sword. And we're going to slice this baby down the middle.
Yes.
And you're going to take one half, and she's going to take the other half.
Yes. Yes.
You know what the real mother said? Yes. She said, don't cut the baby. Let her have the baby.
Yes.
And when she said that, Solomon said, give the baby to that woman. Because that is her baby.
Yes.
That was wisdom, right? Yes. That was wisdom. My brothers and my sisters, this kind of wisdom comes only from God.
Amen.
How do I get wisdom? Proverbs 2:6. The Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth.
Yes.
So if you want wisdom, you got to get in touch with the mouth of God. Therefore, you got to let God speak to you. And step number one, you had to know God in order for him to be able to speak to you. James 3:19 says, wisdom comes from above.
Yes, yes.
Daniel 23, it says, wisdom comes from God.
Yes.
So I say to you today, with everything you say, with everything you do, when you're going off to school, you're going to need a higher power. And that power is God.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Wisdom comes from God.
Yes.
I'm going to give you this little short story. I went into education later on in my life. And I remember starting out after 20 years of being out of learning. It got really, really rough. So rough till it looks like not doing it was easiest. This was in the beginning. It looks like it was hard. And I'm like, God, you told me to do this, and This is hard. You know, I'm coming into a new country. I'm 20 years behind the system. I'm 20 years behind in education. And this looks rough here. Jordan, I say to you, I remember sitting alone in the cafeteria that day. And I was talking to the Lord, and a big grown woman with four kids home depending upon me, I was crying. And it's okay to get like that. I was crying because I was hurting, because God told me to do something and it didn't look like I was going to be able to do it.
Yes, yes.
And while I sat there, and other people coming in and out of the cafeteria getting lunch, and I sat there alone. I'm telling you this because you may need to come back and see this one day. I made a vow unto God that day. I saw people passing papers to each other and I got the answers and doing all of that stuff, but because I had been raised with the fear of God in me, I knew that wasn't my way to go. So I was crying to the Lord and didn't know what to do, didn't know whether I was going to make it or not, and I couldn't go home and tell the children I quit, because if I quit, then they're going to quit.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And I had this big responsibility. So there in that moment, when I felt I did not know what to do, I made a vow unto God. And I say, God, I may not even get a degree from this institution, but I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I may not leave with a degree, but I'm going to leave with an education.
Amen.
And it was at that moment, I surrendered what I thought I could not do to God. And it was that moment when God took my natural and he graced it with his supernatural. They're not going to tell you this in school. He graced it with his supernatural. And I begin to learn. I begin to receive knowledge. I begin to receive information like I've never done before. And I'm not bragging. When I graduated with my master's degree, my GPA was 1 point short of a 4.0.
Wow.
Now, that wasn't me. That was God. Yes. Why? Because at my breaking point, when I thought I could not do it, that's when I turned it over to God. I'm going to tell you, it's going to get rough out there sometime, but I'm going to give you hope, because God is the hope.
Yes.
Proverbs 4:1-3. Solomon had learned God's ways from his fathers and was now passing on instructions to his son. This is the first scriptures I read. God wants godliness and commitment to his ways to be learned primarily through the teaching of parents and examples provided in the home, not by delegating the responsibility exclusively to the church education. So here Solomon was remembering where he got his start.
Yes.
You remember, he got his start at home.
Yes.
I know what your dad's told you. I don't know what your dad's told you, but you know what your dad's told you.
Yes.
He gave you the start. He gave you that godly counsel and that godly principle at home. Now as you're leaving and going away from home, you need to take it with you.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6:6-7. It says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to the children. That's what your dad did. Now here's my text. Proverbs 4:4. Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. There's life to you if you keep God's commandments. Don't forget it. Don't let it get out of your way. I don't care what they say or what they do. You need to stick with what God says. This is a higher principle. 4:5. Get wisdom. It says you need to get wisdom. That means wisdom not going to just present itself to you. You have to go get it. It says get wisdom. Get understanding, keep it not, keep it, neither decline, turn away from the words of your mouth. You're going out into a big world out there, and the temptations are great.
Yes, sir.
Amen? But you got to keep your mind focused, that you're going to need God to get you through. Even when there's no one else to talk to, you're going to need God. When we talk about wisdom, they use the word her. It says, forsake her not.
Yes.
She shall preserve you.
Yes.
And I want to know, why in the world would God refer to wisdom as a her? And the reason I believe God refers to wisdom as a her, because wisdom is like the female part of relationship.
Yes.
Wisdom is, it comes from like your female part. The female is a carrier.
Okay.
You gotta get it and you gotta carry it. That's why they refer to it as, go get wisdom and forsake her not, she shall preserve you. And preserve means to maintain in its original or existing state. You got to go get it. And now you're asking me where you get it from. I told you in the beginning, you're going to get it from God.
Yes.
And how you're going to get it? You have to ask for it.
Yes.
What, how you get it? You have to ask for it. You have to come to the decision that you cannot do this by yourself.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm good, man. I can do that. I got it all together. When I stand in front of God, I stand naked before Him. God, I know nothing. If you don't teach me, I won't be nothing. If you don't keep me, I won't be there. If you don't guide me, I won't know where to go. And you're going to meet those people that says they have it all together. Never feel like you have it all together. Always feel like I need God in my life. Never feel like you can do this by yourself. You need a God on your side. When daddy's not there and mom's not there and no one's there to talk to, you can look to Him. The hills from whence cometh your help. Amen. Love her and she shall keep thee. You want to be kept? Fall in love with God's wisdom.
Amen.
He said, love her and she shall keep thee. And you know how she keep you? You'll develop a conscience for doing what's right.
Yes.
So when wrong present itself to
come
you, you've got that conscience for right, and all you want to do is what's right.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying to you? You'll develop that conscience. And it'll feel like something's wrong because this doesn't line up with what I used to know. This doesn't line up with what I was taught. When you leave away from home and you get around other people, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the rubber meets the road. Because it's easy to follow the rules if you know you got to go home that night. It's easy to follow the rules if the school gonna call and report to your house. But when you finish high school and you go on to college, you are the adult. Ain't nobody calling your house.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you don't show up for school, ain't nobody calling and saying, oh, go knock on the door and get him up. You just don't show up. And I'll tell you what, when you get in that classroom, you're just a number.
Yes, yes.
It's all you are, a number. Amen. Nobody's going to knock on your door and call you up and tell you, come on, class about to start. If you want to oversleep, you'll just go ahead and oversleep.
That's right.
Amen. You have to grow up. You have to remember what you've learned and you have to put it into practice. This could be one of the most difficult seasons in your life. And it can also be one of the most exciting seasons in your life. It's a season in your life where you now realize that I'm not a little boy or little girl anymore. I have grown up, and I now can take some responsibility.
Yes.
It also can be the worst time in your life because it's a season in your life when you're going to spend a lot of time by yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of time where there's no one knocking on and saying, how you doing? A lot of time where you're going to have to be on your own. You have to make decisions on your own. It's a time in your life when others are going to try to challenge what you believe. In fact, when you talk about God, they're going to say there must be something wrong with you. In fact, they're going to tell you that's not popular. In fact, they're going to invite you to the little dorms where they're doing things that they're no business doing. So this is when you're going to have to stand strong. And remember what you were taught, so that you can be the successful person that you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
This is the season when you're going to have to live out what you've been taught.
Yeah.
This is the season. season where you're going to have to trust God like you never trusted him before. This is that season. This is that season when you can make it or you can break it. It is that season. It's a critical season in your life. It is the season when you're going to do it God's way or you're going to do it your way. And my reason for talking to you today is I'll advise you to do it God's way and it'll work out okay. Yes, amen. 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 Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Principle is the foundation of a system. It's a belief. It says, therefore, get wisdom, but above that, get understanding. My purpose for standing in front of you today is for you to get an understanding what wisdom is. And I hope I'm doing a good job at that. Number one, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Number two, if you want wisdom, you got to ask for it. Amen? And who do you ask? The scriptures say wisdom comes from above. Wisdom comes from God. What is wisdom? It's a higher level of thinking. It's way beyond the books. It's way beyond the classroom. It's way beyond people's thoughts and their minds. It's something that I call it like supernatural. Amen. It's God giving you a thought, and that thought will land you in a position where you're making millions of dollars. Where do you get that from? I don't know. I just woke up, and that idea was in my head. Amen. Verse number 8. It says, exalt her. Hold someone or something in high regards. Think or speak very highly of. What am I saying to you? Don't take this idea of wisdom lightly. Amen. Amen. Think highly of it. Regard it highly. Let it be first and above all in your life. Yes. Before you take that test, God, I need your wisdom. Yes. Before you start to study, God, I need your wisdom. Yes. Now, I'm going to say something here right now that I was taught when I was coming up. They said, if you want to do well on a test, put the paper under your head, under your pillow. Now, I want to just get rid of that thought in your head right now. If you put the paper under your pillow and you didn't study, you're going to fail the test. You're going to fail the test. Let me tell you right now, it don't work. I tried that. It does not work. That's what they said. Just put it under the pillow and you'll be okay. But God promised that if you keep him first, he will bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. A different way of thinking. That means you do everything you can do. You study as hard as you could. You research as much as you could. You put time in as much as you could. Then you can go to God and say, God, no, I've done everything I could do. Now I'm dependent on you. And I promise you. I promise you. He won't let you down. You do your part. Bring it to pass. It says, this is wisdom. She shall promote you. Amen. Wisdom get all on you and all over you, and you start doing so well. Every time they call for a successful person, your name's written on it. Why? You may not be the smartest in the class, but you know the God of the class. And when you know God, teachers. This is a proven fact and it worked. Let me try to get this on because I got something else I want to say. She shall promote you, mean to further the progress of. She shall bring you honor. That's what I'm passing on to you. It'll bring you honor. Honor is high respect, great esteem, when thou embrace her. And when I think embrace, I think holding her close. Yes. That means you can't pick it up sometime and then put it down. Yes. You can't say God will help me sometime and then you're going to do it your way. It says you will embrace her.
Yes, yes.
I'm urging upon you to hold her close. Yes. Hold this thought close and what's people. And you go, well, when they going to call me? They call you last because you are the best son of a bitch.
Yes, that's right.
They save the best for last.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me give you a story. I'm going to give you the story about how wisdom comes into place. I was reading Daniel, the first chapter, and I was talking about Daniel and three of his friends. They had been taken captured by Nebuchadnezzar at that time. He was the king of Babylon. Uh-huh. Amen. And they fought against his country and they won. And as a result, they were Jewish. They had to be taken captive.
Right.
And the story about Daniel and his friends, when they were taken captive, in order for them to be Babylonians, because now they're going to have to be citizens in order for them to stand before the king, they changed their names.
Uh-huh.
You know their names. Uh-huh. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Belshazzar. That was Daniel. You remember that? Okay, you remember that story? All right. So here in the beginning of this situation, they were captured, and the king said he needed some wise, knowledgeable young men. So he believed if he fed them a certain meal for a period of time, they would receive such knowledge and such wisdom that they could answer, interpret his dreams, and do what he wanted them to do. Amen? So here it is. Daniel and his three friends are in captivity. God gave Daniel favor with the eunuch. That was the person in charge of making sure these men stay in order and making sure they eat only what the king wants them to eat. Listen, listen, listen. They're in captive, but the favor of God is on them.
Yeah.
So Daniel got the hook up.
Yeah.
Not because he was one of them, because he was Jewish, but because Daniel knew a power that was higher than the regular power. So God gave him the hookup, and Daniel said, listen, 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 my friend, my friend, my friend. I know the king said we need to eat that and that, but I tell you what, I tell you what. Well, for me and my friends, could you just let us not eat that? And the eunuch said, no, 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 I can't do that, because if the king find out, he's going to have my head. Daniel said, don't worry about it. We got you. We got you. Don't worry about it. He said, I'll tell you what you give us. You give us pulse and water for 10 days.
Yes.
And pulse was like a type of vegetable for 10 days. Let them eat the king's meat and eat whatever the king says, but we're going to eat this. Could you just do it for us? And he said, but you know, if we get before the king and y'all looking frail and weak, he's going to know that I didn't do it. David said, don't worry about it. Just do what I say. Wisdom from God. He did what Daniel had asked. Gave them pulse, I said, which is vegetables and water for 10 days, and gave all the other men the king's meat. Now, the reason Daniel did not want to eat the king's meat, because he knew that food was offered unto idols. So Daniel said, I don't want to corrupt, I'm making a point right here, I don't want to corrupt myself with idols. And it's going to take a chance, and this is risky business, but I'm going to trust God and watch him work it out. So they went ahead and they gave Daniel and his three friends the pulse and the water. 10 days. And after 10 days, they polished themselves up, Daniel and his three friends and all the other men, and they had to stand before the king. When they got before the king noticed a noticeable difference. These four are healthier and they're wiser than my group over there. Well, what happened? What happened was God graced them with his wisdom. When you want to operate in God's wisdom, you got to be crazy enough to step aside from what they do and you do what you know what to do. Don't let nobody fool you. They're going to want you to do what they do. But you got to be strong enough to say, no, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. They're going to want you to go where they go. But you got to say, I'm going to go where I'm supposed to go. They're going to want you to say what they say. But you got to say, I'm going to say what God says. It may not be popular, but I promise you, God will work it out for you. Let me get to the last part of this text. A crown of glory she shall deliver unto you. He'll make you stand out. In the midst of everybody else. Somehow there'll be something about you that makes you different from everybody else. That's what it was with Daniel and his friends. There's something different about them. They didn't eat what they eat, but they look healthy. They look strong. He didn't do what we did, but he got all his work right. He didn't do what we did, but he still looked happy. Amen. He didn't go and do all the stuff we're doing, but the boy looked good. The boy sound good. And they keep calling his name. The favor of God. Wisdom comes from on high. I'm about to wrap this up because it's getting good to me. But I'm going to go now to Proverbs chapter 3, verse numbers 5 and 6. This is where I'm going to close it out. Amen. And if you don't remember anything else I said, because I said a whole lot, I want you to remember this. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It says, lean not on thine own understanding. Not some of your ways. Not when you feel like it. Not when it makes you look popular. Not when nobody's looking, so I'm going to put it down sometime. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Let me stay there for a moment. Acknowledge him. God, I don't even know what this professor is talking about. I ain't never heard some of this vocabulary before. In fact, God, I'm confused. I need a little help. Just give a little help to a brother right now. Acknowledge him in all your ways. When they call you to the dean's office and you don't know why they're calling you, say, God, I'm acknowledging you in all my ways. I need you to God. Acknowledge him in all his ways. When you wake up through the night and you're trying to study and you don't feel good, God, I acknowledge you. I need you to touch me in my body right now because I got to get this done. And I'm going to say this else. When the workload gets heavy and you look like you just can't make it, acknowledge him. He'll give you a strategy. I know what I'm talking about. He'll give you a strategy. And you'll wake up and say, wait a minute. I got all of that done. If he don't give you the knowledge to get it all done, you'll get an email. Oh, Professor so-and-so not going to be here today, so the test has been canceled. However he's going to do it, don't you get upset. Just say, God, thank you. Amen. And the test will be resumed 2 weeks later. You say, thank you, Lord. I got 2 more weeks to study. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall. Not if he likes. Not if he feel like. Not if you do whatever. He said he shall direct your path. Can I stay on directing your path for just one moment? Direct your path. You know what a director does in the choir? The director stands in front and he go, and everybody go, He go, go, and they go. He go, rise, and they rise. He said, stop, and they, that's what God will do for you. He'll get in front of you, and he will direct your path. When you wake up in the morning, say, God, I give this day to you. What should I do today? Where should I go today? How should I go today? In all your ways. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Sometimes acknowledging God, we water it down to thank you for the food we eat. Thank you, God, for everything. Amen. We got to get a little deeper than that. We got to do all things. Wake up in the morning. Good morning, God. Thank you for a brand new day. Good morning, God. Thank you for ordering my steps according to your word. Good morning, God. Thank you for giving me peace in my mind. My mind feels a little confused. Good morning, God. Thank you for touching me in my body. Good morning, God. Financial aid's calling my office. I need you. In all your ways. In all your ways. Everything you can imagine, everything you can think about, everything you need to do, acknowledge God. God, we're going to be taking the trip. I need you to take the trip with me. Don't take it for granted. That's wisdom. They're not going to tell you that in school. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom, principle is the main thing. Principle is the most important thing. Principle is the thing that you can't do without. If you pull this part out of the equation, it falls apart, because that's the main part. So I urge upon you today, I consult you today, take on wisdom. Wisdom is doing what comes, earthly wisdom is doing what comes naturally. God wisdom is doing what the Holy Spirit compels us to do.
Yeah.
From the beginning, I told you, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
If you fear God, you're on your way.
Yeah.
Amen. And God promised to take care of his own. Don't take the fact that we're his children lightly. We have benefits because we serve. I don't know about you, but I believe that.
Yes.
I believe I have benefits because I'm a child of God.
Yes.
I believe when things get rough in my life, God's going to work it out.
Yes.
That's my faith, because that's what he said. He said he'll make a way for me out of nowhere. I believe it. You can't tell me not to change my mind. He said he'll do what no other power can do. This is our faith. In fact, our walk with God is a walk of faith. And now, let me bring wisdom and faith together. Wisdom is the sister of faith.
Yeah.
They work hand in hand. You believe it, God brings it to you, and you follow through. It don't matter if nobody will understand it. And let me say it in a way that the young people can understand. Wisdom is like sense number six. You know, we got five senses. Wisdom is like that sixth sense. Like, I don't know why I want to do this, but I feel like I want to do it. It's like my grandmother says, something down in my norm. You know when the boys are going out partying, and you feel that little thing inside of you say, I don't think you should go. And I don't think I should go. And then everybody gave you the invitation, but something in here, pay attention to that. That comes from God. You don't want to lose it. When you're not doing what you're supposed to do, it'll keep you. Wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will preserve you. Wisdom will bring you to honor. Wisdom will promote you and bring you in front of many men. With all thy getting, get wisdom. And with wisdom, get understanding. Amen.